Hello there and welcome. I'm Jordan Rich, and this is On Mic with Jordan Rich. And on today's podcast, a bit of a departure. No one in the studio to interview today, but rather an opportunity to say goodbye and thank you to two of the most creative voice actors of our time. June Lucille Forer, born in September of 1917, passed away last July as she approached the century mark. Her stage name became June Foray, and for many it's a name that, well, doesn't mean that much, but the voice and the characters, they mean something to just about everybody, to literally millions of souls. June Foray, of course, was the voice actress who brought to life such characters as Granny from the Warner Brothers days.
Can't take my eyes off you for a second. Let me warn you, Sylvester, for absolutely the last time, if there's one little feather, just one little feather harmed of this bird, I'm going to sell you to the violin string factory. Remember?
Nell, the main squeeze of Dudley Do-Right.
Dudley, fancy meeting you here. I always knew you were a big spender, and there's just so many things in town I want to buy.
But Nell, this money is for...
Me? Oh, Do-Right, you always do so right.
But Nell, your father told me...
You know father always likes me to look nice.
Ah, Nell. Gee...
And, of course, Rocky the Flying Squirrel and Natasha from The Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle.
So, you're great, big, wonderful moose.
That's me, all right.
Maybe you could see to it that Hard Knocks wins next Saturday.
Why not?
Bullwinkle, you can't do that.
I'm supposed to help ladies in distress.
But Chapter 3 says you never throw a game.
Well, you read your chapter, I'll read mine. What was that you called me, Missy?
A great big, wonderful schnook.
June Foray did it all. Animation, radio, theatrical shorts, feature films, albums with one and only Stan Freberg. Chuck Jones, the legend of animation, once said that June Foray wasn't the female Mel Blanc. Mel Blanc was the male June Foray. She started out doing radio dramas as a young kid, even working at WBZA, that's WBZ Radio's sister station out in Springfield, Massachusetts at the time. After high school, June and the family moved to California, and her career started to take off, eventually finding her working on Lux Radio Theater with Jimmy Durante, then Hanna-Barbera, Disney films, and of course, she was the voice of the Chatty Cathy doll from Mattel and appeared as the voice of the Haunted Doll on an episode of The Twilight Zone called Living Doll. Do you remember Talking Tina?
Your name is Talky Tina.
My name is Talky Tina. She's alive, Daddy.
My name is Talky Tina, and I don't think I like you.
June Foray was still working into her 90s when she won her first Emmy Award for her work as Mrs. Cauldron on the animated Garfield show. Personal note, I interviewed her a few times by phone, and she would graciously do a series of voices for me and my callers. I guess that's what really impressed us most about June. How excited she remained in her 80s and 90s, just as though she were a teenager getting into the business. She brought comedy, lightness, and a sense of play to everything she voiced. I also wanted to take a moment in today's podcast to tip the headphones to a gentleman by the name of Dick Orkin, a member of the National Radio Hall of Fame and a winner of tons of awards for his brilliant work as a commercial writer, producer, and, of course, an actor. Dick left us just a few weeks back after a stellar career, and his company called the Radio Ranch is still going strong. He teamed up with a guy named Bert Burtis, and they produced some of the funniest spots ever, like this one from Kmart.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir.
Are you the manager here at Kmart?
You bet. May I help you?
Uh-huh. I bought this chainsaw.
Oh, yes. We have great bargains on tools during the Savings Are Yours sale here at Kmart.
Sure do, but could I return it?
No problem. It's easy to return things at Kmart.
See, I used it all day, but I could only saw down one tree.
Really?
It's just too slow. It's too hard to use.
Well, let me just check the motor here and...
What's that noise?
You mean you never...
Boy, look at that thing go. I didn't know... You know what? I'm going to keep the...
Chainsaw.
Yeah, but I do have to return this table lamp.
You bought it during the Kmart Savings or Yours sale?
Uh-huh, great low price, but it don't work.
Did you turn it on?
Oh, yeah, this one I did.
And you plugged it in?
Oh, sure, I'm not a complete dummy.
And did you put a light bulb in it?
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Where is the light bulb department here at Kmart?
Just right
Thank
this
you
way.
Very much.
Check your local newspaper for the Savings or Yours sale at Kmart. Sale and Saturday.
Pardon me, which end of the light bulb goes into the table
this
lamp?
This end right
I
here.
See.
Dick Orkin was a radio guy from Pennsylvania who was talented enough to attend the Yale School of Drama. In 1967, during his radio travels, he took a gig as a production director at WCFL in Chicago, where a legendary radio character was born. Chicken Man, chronicling the exploits of a crime-fighting white-winged Avenger. Now, stations around the country ate it up, well, not literally, and thereafter, 250 or so episodes were produced. Here's one example of Chicken Man. This particular episode, he's in his cups. Orkin is the man.
It is night in Midland City. On the 14th floor of a very chic Midland City luxury apartment building, Miss H. Helfinger, secretary to the police commissioner of Midland City, is retiring for the night.
Hello.
Miss Helfinger?
Yes.
Secretary to the police commissioner of Midland City?
Yes. Who is this?
This is...
Yes?
Guess who this is?
It sounds like... No. No, it couldn't
Go
be.
Ahead and guess.
This isn't the wonderful white winged...
Say it.
The winged warrior.
Right, it's the winged warrior.
I don't believe it.
Well, you can believe it.
What's wrong with you?
You're not going to believe it.
Have you been drinking?
No.
Then what's wrong with you?
Miss Helfinger?
Yes.
You know my utility belt?
Yes.
With all my secret crime-fighting equipment?
Right.
And you know my stunkin' array gun?
Stunkin' array gun?
Yes, it shoots stunkin' array.
And?
Well, I just shot myself with it.
How did you do that?
Well, see, I was flying over Midland City in search of crime and or evil.
What?
Crime and or evil.
Crime and or evil, right?
Right. And this big bird attacked me.
What big bird?
I think it was a sparrow.
A sparrow attacked you?
So I pulled out my stunkin' array gun and I shot it.
What happened?
I was holding the wrong end of the stunkin' array gun.
What does a stunkin' array gun do to you?
Well, for one thing, it makes you stunkin' up for 24 hours.
I see.
Miss Helfinger?
What?
Could I come up to your apartment?
No.
I thought if I could take a cold shower, it might help straighten me out.
Well, forget it.
I'm awful stunk, Miss Helfinger.
Go home.
I don't want to go.
Go home.
I want to come up to your apartment and take a shower and get the stunk.
Call a cab and go home. Where are you calling from?
From the lobby of your building.
You stay there. I'll call a cab for you.
Right.
Well, I never interviewed Dick Orkin, but I remember going to a Boston Advertising breakfast where he was the featured speaker. And Ken Carberry, my business partner, and I, we got a chance to meet our hero, who was as glib and funny and approachable as one would expect. Let me share one more example of his work. Theater of the Mind, that sells a product in 60 seconds or less. There was none better than Dick Orkin.
Sir, I'm a little uncomfortable with the way we've been having our Monday morning meetings.
A little uncomfortable?
Well, extremely uncomfortable with meeting in your bathroom, sir, while you're in the tub.
Well, I'm wearing a tie.
I can see that, sir.
Over the weekends, I play ball with the kids, do yard work, and play tennis, so by Monday, my muscles are very sore. Spending all day in a hot tub's the only thing that helps.
Have you tried...
Wrapping myself in cabbage leaves? Yes, I have.
Actually, sir, I was thinking of Tiger Balm pain-relieving patches.
Tiger Balm? A little jar with a tiger on it?
Yeah, right. Tiger Balm. It's been around for about 100 years.
Jinkies.
And now Tiger Balm comes in these neat pain relief patches.
Could you hand me that duck there?
You just stick the patch on where it hurts. Same tiger on the package.
Uh-huh.
And Tiger Balm's pain relief patches are very fast-acting and long-lasting, mm-hmm. So we wouldn't have to meet in your bathroom every Monday.
And I'd be less pruny, and your report wouldn't be in the microwave.
What?
I dropped your report in the tub, so I put it in the dryer, but it caught fire, so my wife doused it with water and put it in the microwave. Let me just go grab it.
No, don't get up, sir.
Oops, sorry. Sitting back down.
Long-lasting, fast-acting, pain-relieving Tiger Balm patch. Works where it hurts.
Dick Orkin was off to say that his inspirations were Bob and Ray and Stan Freberg. Well, Orkin did a lot to inspire my colleagues and me to go into this business. Voiceover to some sounds like a lonely job, working in a soundproof booth without much of an audience to look at. But alas, there is an incredible audience, one that appreciates the talents of such masters as June Foray and Dick Orkin. The poet Yeats said once, "The world is full of magic things, patiently waiting for our senses to grow sharper." Well, June Foray and Dick Orkin, you added to the world of magic. This has been On Mic with Jordan Rich, a podcast dedicated to the great performers and to the most diverse and eloquent of all instruments, the human voice. Please subscribe, rate, and review and download this podcast, available on all platforms, including Apple. This is Jordan saying have a great day.